Zokta Gemara Chav Ches Amar Beis. We're learning about the different psulim for a carbon. So the pasuk says Minah Bakar Lahoitzi Es Nevad. The pasuk says Minah Bakar, and that says that Nevad is not good for a carbon. I mean, something that you served as a vezar is not good for a carbon. Not the Mawarni pasuk. Well, I didn't. It was the Kavu Chaymer. Uma Esdanu Mechir, which we know is not good for a carbon. It's a pasuk. In the Torah, the first pasuk, and there we know shetzipuyim mutarim. That anything that was attached to the esnan, there is not. It has a tzipui. That's not a problem. You can use the tzipui for the mezbeach. You can use. Let's say it was covered with gold. You can use that gold for mezbeach. So ma esnan mechir shetzipuyim mutarim. Hein asurim. They himself are also a carbon. Ne'avad a vezara shetzipuyim aser. The tzipui of a vezara is aser, because the pasuk says leisachmoid kesef vezav aleihem. That's the pasuk says that the kesef vezav aleihem is also aser. So in addition she aser, it should also be aser by carbon. So we have a kavu chaim.
No. Where do you know that the tzipui is aser?
From leisachmoid kesef vezav aleihem, the pasuk says leisachmoid kesef vezav aleihem, that you shouldn't be nena from the kesef vezav that's on top of the behema. Vilkach toloch penti vakesh by.
That's the same pasuk as
Minbakar?
No.
Minbakar is by Vayikra. This is a pasuk by Vayizaros in Dvarim. So, the Mar first says that there's a Kalachayim. I asked them the Mechir that Tzipur is Mutter. They are Aser. It's the first pasuk in Taira, the Neva, that Tzipur is Aser. For sure, it's worse. No, Aichilaf, I'll tell you no, not like that. I'll make Kalachayim another way. I'll say, Esther Mechir Shein Asurim, that Tzipayim Mutarim. So, Neva, Shemutter, Neva is Mutter for a car, but you have no Makar for its Aser. Maybe even the tzipui mutter. Some more says you can't say that. Some more says no. I would have used that pasuk something else. I used that pasuk only by things that are not alive. I would say mutter, since they're mutter right now. We don't know the pasuk min habaka. We're going in the kavu chaymer stage. We would say that's mutter. Yochay tzipu mutter. Tam loimar. Teach us min habaka lohitzas anavad. The bottom line is like this. Without the pasuk, lohoitzi es nevad, you would not know nevad from esdan mechir. We said to make kala choymer. Because by the esdan mechir, the tzipur is mutter, here that's also, for sure, it's also the carver. No, I would say, it's also mutter over here. I, the pasuk, with sach mekesev azov, aleim, that's talking about, non objects that are not alive. You know, if a zara is that are statues covered by gold, that's what it's talking about.
What's makom chalak?
Because since a balchai, it's a good question, the halacha is a balchai is not also bahano. When someone serves a Valchai of a Zara, it's not a Vezara for Hedit, it's only for Gevoya. It's a big difference. A Valchai never becomes a Vezara for Hedit. If someone serves an animal, you let it eat the animal. No problem. Mashenkin, if someone serves a statue, that statue is also Bahana. You have to burn it. So therefore. It's a Cheshbon. The bottom line was we had a Kavachaymer. Esta Mechir, it's Tzipas Mutta here, Tzipas also. So Gemara says, you know what, I'll tell you maybe Tzipas Mutta here also by a Valchai.
Tzipur is not Bachai, right?
No, Tzipur is a covering over it.
Right.
So maybe it's Mutta. I had a pasuk with Sachem Kesav Azov. That's talking about something else. It's talking about statues. The covering on statues.
Tzipur on a statue,
yeah.
But Tzipur on a Balchai is different.
Mutta, yeah. It'll be Mutta, maybe. Maybe Mutta. That'd be part of
the din of wherever it's on,
right? Right, yeah. There'll be something like that. So Mara says, no, that it doesn't, Lamaisa. With Min HaBaka, it teaches us that we'll learn out that Tzipur on top of a behemoth, even though the behemoth itself is Mutta Bano, the Tzipur will be also Bano. Since we find that there is an idea of a zara in a bachai, klapi gavoya, regarding karbanos,
Minabaka,
they'll teach us also the sachem be the same thing going on them also.
Only on the tzipur of a bachai.
Right, on the tzipur of a bachai, exactly.
But again, it's only
klapi gavoya,
right? It's only what the animal would have.
Right, it's only what the animal would have, yes. You wouldn't be able to use it for tzipur and for mizbeach. Right, you're pointing out, yeah, 100%. We're not used for tzipur mizbeach, but esnan you could be used for tzipur mizbeach, the covering of esnan. But in my sense, if you need min habaka, if not, you have no idea to do this. So the bottom line is min habaka lahoitzi es nevad. Maskula rechanina taima de mate kro. Nevad, the reason why you can't bring it is because the pasuk was mayated. Holoi mayate kro. Tzipui of mutter. You'd say, without the pasuk, the tzipui is mutter. Break the Gemara, vaksiv, abatam es shmam, kol also shmam. Don't we have another pasuk that says they have to destroy anything that was made l'kavod ha'avodazara? You know, anything that's made for the avodazara, it's also you have to destroy it. So the Gemara, you know, avatam shema means not kol asos shema, means I have to make the name of the Avodah Zarah disgusting and lost. Ahulik Kainslam Shame, to change the name of Avodah Zarah, Hudasa. The Beis Galia, Avodah Zarah is called Beis Galia. Galia is lashon of a pile, looks like very like high. Beis Galia, you call it Beis Karya, you call it a hole, like a Beis Akise, Rashi says. Pnei HaMelech, if the Avodah Zarah is called Pnei HaMelech, you call it Pnei Kelev, called the face of a dog. Ayin Koil, it sees everything, called Ayin Koitz, the eye of a thorn. So Akaponim, that's what our pasuk is for. So Akaponim, right now we learn so far, Min HaBahima is coming to exclude Reva V'Nirva, and Min HaBaka is coming to exclude Ne'avad. So Moses says, how do you know which pasuk goes where? Min HaBahima lohitzis HaNe'avad, Min HaBaka lohitzis Reva V'Nirva. Maybe Min HaBahima is excluding Ne'avad, and Baka is excluding Reva V'Nirva. The more answers, Hasam Yonah the Krah. Here, the Lashon of Pasuk Behema, we say by Rav of Nirva. Hakam Yonah the Krah, Hakam Yonah the Krah. Ksiv Gai Behema, Ve'ishki Yiten Shkhaftachai Behema, Mai Suma. So use Lashon Behema. Therefore, when a Behema is coming to Lafuke, that's not good for carbon, the case of Ki Yiten Shkhaftachai Behema, which is Rav of Nirva. Gai Bakar Ksiv, in the Pasuk it says, regarding Avodah Zarah, Vayimiru es kavoidam es tavnis shar oichel esev, talking about the eagle actually, this pasuk. So it says, tavnis shar oichel esev, this pasuk, what parish is this pasuk in? It's in Tehillim. Anyway, this pasuk, it says, tavnis shar, that it's, see, Lashon Bakar by Avodah Zarah, and that's why it says, Menabakar lehoitzi is Avodah Zarah. Yeah, okay. Something about Avaita. I was trying to test the dialogue, if they remember this pasuk in the Chumash, but yeah, Menat Soin. Moshe, what's doing? Good? Menat Soin. Now, next Joshua, Menat Soin. Lahoiti is a muksa. A tsoin is coming to exclude a muksa. Muksa means something is set aside for Avodah Zarah. And we'll see some din about muksa later on. Menat Soin, the extra vav, Lahoiti is a negech. It's coming to exclude a behema that gores another behema. And it's slated for, it's not in this case where it's not slated for Misa, because slated for Misa anyway, it's Shahanisko, it's Asavana, whereas a Negech, but it wasn't getting Misa. It was Eid Echad, only Eid Echad. Eid Echad. So Eid Echad on Negech, and in case of Muksa, both those cases are Asar for a carpet. And learn from Minatan to Minatan. Amram Shimon. Imnam and Reva, Lamanam and Negech. Imnam and Negech, Lamanam and Reva. I guess the Gemara is asking that both Reva and Negech are both things. If you have two Eidim, it gets Misa. Alamaiso Mechash asked the Psukim that one aid on a Reva and one aid who says in a Gech, both things are not good for carbon. So why do you need a Makar for both of them? Fish Yeshba Reva, Mashem came in a Gech, and Yeshba Reva, Shah Reva Oisa Oinis Karatsan. By a Revea, if the Behemoth is Mazana, say if it's a Oinis, say if it's a Rotsan, it's not good for carbon. Mashem came in a Gech, on a Gech, if it's right, Rashi says, a Sharat Stadim, it means that someone, you know, gets it to, you know, Shara's Dadim was that had these bullfights. Yeah, it's more than trained. It's like the other guy is enticing him to kill him. He's, you know, he does a red flag, whatever it is. That's not called Shara Niskal. That's because that he's someone else is making him kick. That's like a oinus. And that's not a problem for a carbon. That's not a problem for, no skill on that. Therefore, you would say it's not a problem for a carbon. You need the chiddush over here of Negeach, because there's no din oinus karatsin by Negeach.
And therefore,
that won't be possible carbon talk of them. I'm just saying that if you just said Reva, I would say, no, Reva is a worse type of Issa. Because there, the Torah made it to Oinus Karatsan. Mashiach and Negev, the Torah to make Oinus Karatsan, it's not so bad. And yes, for Negev, so Negev, Mashiach, Mashiach, Kaifer. Negev is very bad that even after it gets Skila, the Baal still has to pay Kaifer. Mashiach and Reva and Minerva, there's no such thing as Kaifer there, obviously. So, Hushach Leva Reva, Hushach Leva Negev. Therefore, both these things need a Pasuk teach us that's possible carbon. So, that's one Makar for Reva and Minerva from the Pasuk Minaha Behema. I'm going to bring another pasuk for the makar for the psul of Reva and Nirva. Ha'atana ma'isim lahacha. This following tana brings it from this pasuk. Ha'atana lent in the brisa. Ha'reva v'nirva hem kikachim shekodam mum oiva la'akdisham. A Reva v'nirva is like kachim that has a mum oiva. Mum oiva you can't bring it as a carbon. But the only catch is you can't even pay that either yet.
So,
what? Anxious as hell, exactly. V'tzricha mum kavua laftoisaleim. You need a mum kavua to pay on it. Shenema, how do you know that it has them like mum oiva? So it says in the pasuk, mashchasam behem mum bam. Mashchasam makes it a mum. Now, my Talmudah, where do you see the word mashchasam that reva v'nirva and actually muksa v'nevad also is no good for carbon? Chasuri mechsev achtanim. Minayin shen asurim. Tamalim ki mashchasam behem mum bam. It has a hashchasa and that's a mum. Tanim Rebbe Shmuel, kumakav shnema hashchasa, ein el advar erva. Anytime it says the word hashchasa, It means Va'erva Va'erizchavim. It means Va'erva and Va'erizar. Va'erva L'chsev Kehishchol Basar. This is by Parashas Noach. It says Kehishchol Basar es Darkai Al Ha'aretz. And Va'erizchavim L'chsev and Tishchisu Va'erizim L'chem at Pesel Tumunos Kol Samel. So you see Loshet Shchasa by Va'erizara and Shchasa by Arayis. And that teaches us that Reiva V'nirva Muksa V'neva are all Osir as a Mum. Kol Shamum Paisavim Va'erva Va'erizchavim Pesulim Behem. So if you're talking about Shmuel, you don't need a pasuk of Min HaBehema, you don't need Min HaBaka, or you don't need Min HaTzayin. Because we know already, Reva V'nirva, Muksa and Nevad, from the pasuk of Kimash Chasam Behem Mum Bam. So Gemara says, talking about Shmuel, Min HaBehema, Min HaBaka, Min HaTzayin, my darsh, but what do you use it for? So the Gemara, Bayalei, we need that for Prat L'Chayla Zakin Muzim. There's a new psulim of Mizbeach, a chayla, a behem is very sick, can't even stand, or a zakin is so old it can't stand, shakes away. Or muzim, something that smells very, very bad, it's not good for a carbon. How do you know the pasuk? How do you know zakin muzim? How do you know these things? Nafgalei, you learn from a different pasuk. There's another pasuk that says, minatzoyin minaksov minaizim. The pasuk says, later on in the parasha, min minatzoyin karbonim minakvas minaizim, lo'ayla zakat avikvenu. Here it's not extra, but it says min. So we dash in the word min to see not every carbon. The Tarmer Yishmal, Orchid de Kroal, it's not extra this pasuk. So therefore, we don't dash in min because normal pasuk say min. I, the first pasuk, why we dash in min? The Kroal of it speaks out. That whole pasuk is extra. Since in the following psukim, it says speak out what it is.
What?
Yeah. So let me go a little weiter. I want to go a little weiter. Look at my Eze Muksa. Says the Mishnah, "Is a muksa v'rizchavim." What's called muksa v'rizchavim? It says, "I set aside a behemah for avodah zarah." Omer Shlokish, "Ain aser el muksa l'shavah sharam." Two pshatim, what this means. One pshatim means that the only time it's called muksa, if I set it aside for 7 years of avodah zarah, that's one pshat. And like I set it aside for 7 years, and then after 7 years I makir avodah zarah. That's called muksa. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that the muksa is only also for 7 years. Because after 7 years, they don't bring it anymore. After 7 years, it's too old already. They don't bring it anymore. It's too pshatim what it means. Sayin isam al muksa shav hashanim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk. It means a pasuk. It's a pasuk by Gidoin. That Hashem told Gidoin to take your father's avodah zarah and cut down the Asherah tree and bring that behemah on the Asherah tree. It says in the pasuk, V'yibra layla hu at night, V'yibra layla Hashem, kachas para shor, asher lavicha, u'para Hashem yishev hashanim. This part that was 7 years, 7 years ready, and bring that as a and it's really that's avodah zarah. So you see, avodah zarah is something that's set aside for 7 years. Break the Gemara. That's not a limud. There was a nevad. So obviously 7 years means nothing because by a nevad 1 minute is a nevad. So obviously you can't learn much from 7 years. It was punk 7 years old because it was a nevad. It was not a nevad. It was set aside for. Avayzar was never Navad. I'm arguing the whole drasha. Loilam Avdu. And the Chiddushu. And that whole parasha was a Chiddush. And you can't learn anything after it. Rav Abba Barkano. Rav Abba Barkano. Shmoina Dvar Matir Vaisalayla. There was 8 Heterim that night. Because they brought this carbon for Gavoya. It was Avayzar carbon that was brought for Avayzar. So what was the 8 Chiddushim? First of all, was Laila. At night, you're not bringing carbon. Well, first, so let me I skipped the word here. Chutz. First chiddush was that was chutz. It was outside the Beis Mikdash. Second chiddush was Laila. Third chiddush was Zoros. Gidon was not a kohen; he was a zar. The kli sharis. They didn't use kli sharis. The kli asherah. They used kli kalim from avodah zarah. They used the atzei asherah. They used the eitzim were from avodah zarah. Umuksa. It was set aside avodah zarah v'nevad, and still it was allowed to be brought. And therefore, don't bring a raya from a chiddush. Sheva shalom is not a raya. He argues on a shlokish, and it was a big chiddush. He brought all those heterim. Well, there's no riot from that, and Metz Hashem later on the Daf Chavtas will speak more about Muksa.